going to be fun. 1, 2, 3. All right, everyone, we're back with Open Mic, and I got to talk about something. I don't care if people give me shit, and she can give me shit herself if she wants. I'll fucking talk to her. I'll say, well, I don't want you to crack games anyway. Like, I'll be that guy. I don't care what the hell. Like, I will be that fucking guy. But, literally, Empress got covered by Wired. And here's the thing. She's one of the only people that apparently knows how to crack the Denovu and the fucking 8 billion goddamn people in the world. I'm not buying that shit. I'm absolutely not fucking buying that shit. What's more, she's egotistical as fuck. She won't crack anime games. Won't do it. She's got her own fucking personal things. By the way, she's got an ego. I'm 23 years old and I'm beautiful as hell, but don't care one bit how I look. Holy shit, she's lost the plot.
God.
She's obviously very talented at what she does,
but
her ego is completely out of control. She's highly talented. She has a right to be arrogant. But recently, every single sentence she said is like egomaniacal ramblings of an unstable mind. Why don't we just take Autism Girl out of the fucking room? I'm sorry. Look, I date, like, oh, I'm so fucking hot. Uh-huh. Sure, when you get up in the morning, let's see how fucking hot you are. No makeup, no bullshit, just regular fucking Empress when you get up in the morning. No, I know what women look like before makeup. I'm sorry. Okay? Don't fucking pull
some
that
pull
shit.
Up, some pull off the no makeup look better.
Some do. Some
but
do.
But Grim, I use makeup to attract these. Fuck these people.
I think it's best if we don't include someone's personal life. She sounds like an egomaniac and cringy. So let's just appreciate her work and move on. These goddamn fucking cucks on Reddit. Nowadays, Empress is our only way to get it. Because Skid Row 3DM Codex are not cracking gains anymore. Wait, what happened to her? Oh, she'd just be herself. This chick considers herself as Aristotle, the way she constantly brings up how philosophical she is. Major douche chills.
Ew.
And the evil overlord, he said something, but they hated it so much. Oh, Empress is, I'm not that smart. What? How old are you, 12? We adults don't care about crackers. Okay. But, no, she got covered by fucking Wired. And this story, like, this was February 22nd, 2021, so she's 24 now. She says of a dream one night. She was like, turning deeper inward, she said she entered zone, which allows her to see more into everything. The chains broke. She became arguably the most powerful breaker of digital rights management software in the world. Mm-hmm. And, she says, Denovo is everywhere now. Empress says, if you ask Empress how she got to this point, the most she'll say is by mixing philosophy with coding. It's very complicated. I have a goal that no one else has, she says. I have no need for ego. What do you mean?
Projection!
Right. Whoops, I didn't even know that was going down. Oh, uh-oh. I'm sorry. I was hitting buttons on my controller. It was fucking up. My bad.
I was pressing buttons.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, Empress won't say where she is or when she began cracking games. Some say she's a collective of people, but she vehemently denies that.
Of course she's gonna deny it.
Yeah, all the gender freaks out there who keep claiming out of their ass that I am male. An interview with Wired, Empress said, I am 23 years old and I am beautiful as hell. She actually capitalizes as hell. But I don't care one bit how I look. I care of what I do. Holy shit, what if she's a German Shepherd?
Uh-oh.
She sounds like one. She sounds like one. She writes like one, too. She says her pivotal shonen character development moment turned on Atari's little-known, poorly-reviewed 2011 online racing game, Test Drive Unlimited 2, which she loves. When the studio had shut it down, she says she had trouble accessing the game. Atari used the DRM software Secure ROM, and she was able to crack it.
Oh, that ROM was horrible.
She said she found a cracked version. No. She found a cracked version of it, thanks to the group profit. That's when the wheels started turning. She couldn't depend on publishers to preserve games. She said they can drop support or poof, it goes, and she'd have to wait for someone else to fix the DRM-related glitches. The only surefire way to keep a game healthy and alive relied on a shift in power from publishers to pirates. I think the main problem is that people fail to see video games as the pinnacle of max potential of art, she says. Empress says that as a child, she was a very strange girl who did not like the real world as much as other people seem to. Confirmed autist! More than the average gamer, she says, she has taken games seriously, not just as a way to pass the time, but as places to go and be. She loved Tetris, for when she wanted to go beyond the human limits in response and creativity. She loved Mega Man 1, for philosophical reasons that people do not understand.
What?
She could very well be some weird Asian chick. For more standard reasons, she liked Little Samson Adventures of Kirby. By the time Empress was downloading Test Drive Unlimited 2, game cracking had coalesced into a scene. Wares were deep, deep underground, they had ASCII art, yeah, I know all about that. Groups targeted whatever games they pleased, and insulating themselves from outside input, to say nothing of requests. They didn't update their releases to count for bug fixes, and Empress doesn't think they love video games, they love themselves and winning. Everything they did was just a way to prove themselves and boost their fake, meaningless ego, she says. Then came Denuvo. And of course, the parent company, Erdetto, compares its DRM to brick-and-mortar stores' anti-theft technology. The Denuvo anti-tamper technology is ultimately to protect the gaming industry and ensure game studios have an ability to continue and invest and build new games. On PC, a large proportion of games tend to be protected for a period of time, say 6 months or 12. But for gamers, Denuvo represent the renting culture. Publishers ask you to stream media, access it on their platforms, defer to their guidelines on how to use it. You forked over the $60 for the game, a law professor says. And he also wrote called the end of ownership. Why should you have to live with these interferences, with these impositions on your ability to play the game the way you want, or on the device you want without being monitored? To Empress, crushing Denuvo is bigger than playing a game for free. It's bigger than pirating. She has no idea how gamers tolerate its existence at all. Publishers are telling them what they can and can't do with it, namely share it up with friends or play online. She thinks it's straight up evil. Well, you know what's straight up evil? The fact that you, won't crack a game unless somebody fucking pays you for it? Because if you so believed in your fucking little morals, then you'd crack anything just based on the fucking morals in general. Because that's your fucking thing. Oh, you pay $500, I'll crack Manhunt. No, you should get to cracking all this shit. You should have as many computers going as the renderers that make, being a dick and shit, where they have to have, 7 computers rendering images. You should have 7, 8, 10 fucking computers, servers all over the place, cracking games left and right to preserve how much you fucking stand by your morals. Oh, it's an anime game, but I thought you had morals, Empress. I thought you had fucking morals. You don't have fucking morals. Not when you're paying people. Oh, pay me $500. How about we pay you $1 million to crack every goddamn thing? Everybody gets together. Here's your $1 million, Empress. Now you're fucking gonna crack all this shit for us. This is for everything. You're gonna devote your life to cracking. You better get some energy drinks, because this $1 million comes at a price, honey. You better fucking get to cracking. We want all this shit cracked. We want the Sonic, even though it fucking sucked. Thank you, Sega, for fucking up the classics. But we want it anyway, just because of Empress's morals, that gamers shouldn't tolerate Denuvo. Yeah, but now you're pay-pigging for $500 for some idiot that wants to crack a man-eater. Oh, it's a shark game. Somebody paid $500 for a man-eater. It's no, that's fucking stupid. And there's unless somebody pays her $500 again. It's come on, I know there's people with big money. Somebody paid $17,000 to a Twitch e-thought. Pay $17,000 to Empress and say, hey, Empress, there's something that comes with this. You crack every game from 2022 all the way to 2021. And guess what? We'll give you $50,000 if you do that. $50,000. The goddamn companies will shit themselves. What? There'll be goddamn FBI knocking on people's doors, jumping down. all because of some fucking new secure ROM DRM bullshit that nobody fucking wanted in the first place. Now, let me preface this a little bit. I don't believe that people should just fucking pirate games they're gonna pay for. Like, if you're not gonna pay for the game, like, I mean, if it's a lost sale, you weren't gonna fucking pay for it, okay, that's you, do you. But if you're gonna fucking, like, actually, like, you want the game, like, you like the fucking game, and you can get it, like, it doesn't have a DRM, you go to a place like GOG or JAS or Manga Game, or I'm talking about hentai games. I'm even talking about, like, itch.io, because I bought a lot of those little games we've been playing. I bought a lot of them, guys. They're not that expensive either. They didn't cost me that much. And that's a full season. That's hours of content that we do at night. And they're fun. I like to do them before I go to bed. But if you like it, buy it. Like it always says with the pirates, if you like it, buy it. It wasn't just about pirating the game. It's like making sure that you didn't end up with an experience like the one you're seeing now. The one you're seeing now where Grimm is wandering around not sure what to do because he kind of expected this might be a decent little shooter. Might have some puzzles. Okay, a couple puzzles is fine. Wandering around and fucking missed? No, thank you. And guess what? I got my money back for this shit. I sure did. And all this footage is what I have left of it. Because I'm never installing that game again. Fuck that game. It's just not... I get it. It was interesting. The atmosphere. I understand the work they put into it. But no. There's other games I could be playing. Could have been playing. That I would have had more fun with. We could have been playing Abaddon. That's a fun game. It's a hentai mix of Sweet Home, kind of. More like Sweet Home than Corpse Party. It's 8-bit, but it has some really good scenes, and it's a really, just really fun game. I could have been playing that. There's a lot of nice little horror games I could have played. Not this. This is wandering around boring. It's boring you to watch this, right? I paid $35 for this. Boring. That's why people pirate games. Because of boring. This here.
And DRM.
Boring. It doesn't have DRM. This one didn't have DRM. But people didn't. Well, it did on Steam.
Oh, yeah, no DRM.
It did on Steam, but the GOG version, yeah. But no, like the version of Shooter's Blood and Teeth, which I bought because it looked fun and it looked like a game I wanted to play and would have fun with. So I paid for it, because that's what you do when you want to support developers that make games you like. So, and oh yeah, no DRM. They cracked the DRM version, which is weird, because, you know, GOG had a version that people could play and decide, you know, if they wanted it. It's only like $17.99. Not bad. It's a fun game. It's like 1 to 4 hours of gameplay. What do you expect? It's fucking Metal Slug, basically. Warhammer Metal Slug. It's fun. It's fun.
Wait,
sure.
Which game?
Blood Shooters and Teeth.
Yeah.
I knew it was gonna be fun. It was only 1.64 gigs. It wasn't that big a game either. So you go in there, you play it, you have fun, and the developers get their money. So I enjoyed it. There was another game I downloaded, Necromunda. I paid full price for it. I played about 2 or 3 missions. I hated it, and I kind of wanted my money back, but it's now too late. I would have pirated that game just to see if it was something I would have been into, because the trailer made it look cool, but then I got to play, and I'm like, nope, I don't really like this game. I like Warhammer, but I don't like this game. So I rather would have played just Doom. You know, because that's what it was trying to really be, was Doom. And when Doom 6 2016 gets free of DRM, guess who's going to buy it on GOG? Me. Guess who bought Skyrim on GOG? Me. Guess who bought, what else was it? There's a couple of things. They put a bunch of Kagura games out. You know, I bought Alternate Dimension Diary again. That's the third time I've bought it. I've bought it on every platform that it's been sold on. Every single fucking platform. Because I love that goddamn game. It's horror, I should be playing it, but I don't want to go back through the puzzles, but I love it. It's just such a great game. It was only $5 when GOG released it, so I bought it again. And I actually wrote the review on GOG. If you guys want to check it out, there's a review I wrote. I said an absolute horror, erotic horror masterpiece. I wanted people to know I gave it 5 stars. I beat the game in one sitting. I didn't stop playing it till I finished it. And I love that game. So, just a great game. But yeah, there's games that are worth supporting. But what I'm saying is, there's so many games out there. Like, what about Sonic Frontiers? I mean, will she crack Furry Frontiers? I don't know. Maybe. I guess.
Sonic Free Riders.
Maybe she'll. Maybe.
Well, that was on Xbox 360 cat.
Well, the Furry Frontier, Sonic Frontier, maybe she's a furry fan. Maybe she'll crack that shit. I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me if she was some kind of weird goddamn furry. Oh, it's Sonic. I'll crack it immediately. It's like, I don't know. It's like, look, if this little fucking fem cell wants to fight me, like, I'm down for it. I don't care if you crack anything ever again. Honestly. Because this is the thing. It's like, what happened to everybody else? There's 8 billion people. Oh, we gotta wait for Empress. Empresses are gone. you know, that's what it feels like. It feels like all these guys are worshiping at the fucking altar. And she's lapping it up. Oh, it's so philosophical and my ego and blah, 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 blah. No, fuck this. That's bullshit. Like, men, are we not capable of cracking Denovu? Have we given up? Are we just letting these fucking companies win now? Oh, well, gotta wait on Empress. Oh, she's so beautiful. Maybe she'll suck my dick. No, maybe she won't. Maybe she never fucking will. Maybe she's like Amaranth, who wasn't gonna suck the dick of the guy that gave her $3,000. Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he gave her $3,000. And the dude on the
stream. You already know what I'm about to say.
Dude on the fucking stream. Dude, this guy had 0 Twitch followers and he went to 16,000. He said that guy's going to learn a $3,000 life lesson. And he is. He's going to learn a $3,000 fucking life lesson. Because, oh, she didn't suck my dick. She's got this fake-ass Asian bullshit. It's like, oh, it's this tiny Asian man was controlling me. Dude, I could beat him in an arm wrestling match. They said he used to be a big guy.
You know what
guy.
I could do for that money?
Man, that's ridiculous. $3,000 fucking dollars.
That's rent I could do.
That's crazy. Absolutely crazy. That's a sex doll, you idiot. You could buy an Amaranth sex doll, and it'd be a fucking prime quality sex doll from my
this
man, Dollhouse
money
Phil.
I need.
My man, Dollhouse Phil, and he would hook you up, him and any of his franchises, so many franchises.
You know what I would do with $3,000? I would build a badass gaming computer.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, I need emergency money.
You know,
$3,000 for some thought?
The best Intel or AMD processor that friggin' works.
$3,000 for some fucking thought. This is ridiculous.
No!
Now, again, I, as far as piracy is concerned, you do you. I won't, you know, like I said, absolutely. There's games I try before I buy. There's games I try and never buy because they're absolute fucking garbage. There, I said it. You know, I'm sorry. There are devs that I would literally go up to in person and say, you know what? Your game was absolute fucking trash. And I mean, I wouldn't feel bad about it. And it's like,
hey,
oh yeah, it's like, get up, get mad. It's like, get mad.
You want to cut down on piracy?
Make better
demos
games.
Again.
Yeah, make demos, make
demos.
Good games. Make something that I can understand. It's like, I'm sick of paying for shit that I don't like. I'm sick of paying for shit that, oh, here's our trailer. Oh, that looks fun. Plays it. Oh, this isn't what you fucking advertised. I don't want this at all. You better make that shit goddamn cheap. You better make that shit real goddamn cheap if I'm gonna, you know, maybe try it. Because, you know, when they do, like, Alien Isolation, I think I got it for, what, $7 or something on GOG with everything? And then, of course, how much did I pay? About maybe $20 for Skyrim with all the trimmings? I think I got that. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good games.
Yeah, it was about $25 for the anniversary edition because it was a special one.
And I support DRM-free. 800 games. 800 games on GOG. No telling how many. Oh, I think I have about 30 or 40 on Jast. I have a whole bunch on Manga Gamer, too. I have like 3 or 4 pages of games on Manga Gamer. So, yeah, I buy games. I buy a lot of them. If I like them, I buy them. You know, I mean, there's some freebies here and there, but at the same time, yeah, I'm buying fucking games. I buy comics if I like them. I still buy comics. I bought some of those heavy metal issues. There's been an issue that some of those might be scanned. I know they're scanned because when I got a torrent of sorts, I wanted the old archive. Like, I wanted those old issues. They're hard to find, and that's why a lot of other people got them. But Humble was selling them, and of course there's a guy that is a former editor or something like that, and he said, oh, you don't have the rights to do this, and they're fighting about it right now. And I noticed, I said, the comic that I paid money from Humble, I'm looking at my issue, because I wanted to see if it was any different than the one I bought. And I looked at it, and I'm like, oh my god, excuse me, than the one I got from the torrent. Yeah, I want to make that clear. I wanted to make sure the one I bought was any different from the one that I got from the torrent. So I put them side by side. I opened up one. I opened up another. I looked at everything. And they're the exact same book with the exact same file size. They literally took the pirate scans and they're selling them. And they're really not allowed to do that. Like, I mean, there's a lot of legal red tape and shit. I don't know what's going on. There's a lot of people trying to say take legal action against them. But I will say, look, it is what it is. People are going to buy it because of the Streisand effect, which is true. Because now that people know, oh, these are going to be hard to get, they're going to buy the shit out of them. Because they know they're going to be hard to get. So, yeah, they're going to buy those old issues. And they're not even all of them. They don't have all of them. Not even the torrent had all of them. I'm not talking about the new ones. We're talking about the classics. Some of them are lost to time. Do you get the meaning of that? There is shit out there that will never see the light of day again. It is gone. We can only preserve so much, you know? And originally, Empress, bringing us right on back to Empress, you said this was about preserving games. Well, what happened to... Oh, I don't like anime games, though. I don't like Chinese... What are they called? Chinese cartoon games, though. But I thought you wanted to preserve... all games. I thought it was all about preservation. Huh?
Fuck you.
It's only about preserving games that you want to play. Then maybe, you know, a team of otaku needs to get together and fucking create their own. I'd like to see an emperor come out, just a spider. Guy comes emperor. That would be funny as shit. Dude's like, and they're good. Like, they're stupid good. Like, some guy just out there has some fucking talents. Even more autistic than she is. And is like, holy shit. Is like, okay, Empress. You cracked one game this month. I cracked 15. It's like, what the fuck? Like, she would lose her goddamn mind. And it would be wonderful to see the meltdown on Twitter. She would fucking... Why are you doing... She would literally report to the game companies. Look at this guy doing this. And the game companies would be like, well, yeah, but we let you do it for... You did it for years. You know? I mean, it would be so crazy. It's like, yeah, but, you know, we let you do it. See, I think, honestly, this is what I think about Empress. Here's what I think about the whole Empress situation. When it comes to that, to this woman cracking games, I think that she's doing it with the developer and the publishers knowing. Like, I think that they're literally giving her okays. I think that they know she can do it, and that they're literally hiring her to... They're paying her, basically, to not do it. I think there's companies that are paying her to basically only crack certain games. I really do. I think there's money under... I think there's under-the-table money. They're literally saying, okay, we know what you do, but there's under-the-table money. There's gotta be under-the-table money. Because all this shit with my moral, like, oh, I believe in preservation and getting this all out, and that gamers shouldn't tolerate Denovu. It all changed when the money started coming in. When the developers are like, hey, we'll pay you not to crack our game. I guarantee that's what happened. That's why she changed and she started... you know, doing her shit for the highest bidder. That's all this bullshit is. That's literally all this fucking bullshit is. And you know, it sucks. Because people pay, you know, they pay money for these games. They're shit. They return them. I mean, yeah, I know Steam has a thing, And GOG has a thing where they return you money. That's fine. I don't have any problem with people that do that. But they're trying to make it harder to do. Like, you have to can't play it for a certain amount of hours. It's just stupid and ridiculous what they're trying to do with this shit. And again, I don't care for the way she's trying to be holier than thou. And I don't have an ego. They're the ones with the ego. Says the one with the ego. I don't crack cartoon games. I don't crack anime games. I don't like anime. Okay. Well,
I don't
then,
watch the Western trash,
somebody
so I won't crack
needs
it.
To no, you know, otaku unite. Come on. We need somebody to get in there and crack that damn Persona 5. Who I happen to have a physical copy of at least one of their
that
fucking
shit. Come on with y'all fucking Persona 5 real fuck Royale. I don't know why people like that.
P3?
It's on PC now. You could just mod the Royal stuff out.
Oh, you can?
But why? Wait.
I'm guessing you can. I don't know.
I'm assuming it's DRM-free.
Dude, if you... Okay, listen to me.
It's just so de novo.
How good is the PS3?
Never mind. I was annoyed.
How's the PS3 emulator? It's not. It's got de novo. How's the PS3 emulator?
It has Novo.
It's fine. It works fine. I'm
good
from start to finish.
Then why don't you just play it on PS3? If you don't want to play the Royal version, just play the original version. I actually have the PS3 and the PS3 version of the game, and they both work, so don't give me any shit.
What's up, Bowser?
Yo.
Hey. Bowser in here.
Yeah, he just got here.
But yeah,
I just got here.
The PS3, like, back to what we were saying. Yeah, I don't get this crap. All these guys are such simps. You know, I wonder if it would be like this if it was a guy. If Empress was probably not, because they're simping for her. That's the issue. Somebody's having some mic issues. Are you good?
I'm good.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Okay, I was.
No,
just...
I have what they call a magnetic charger, and my last one is in my car, and I don't feel like going out there for it. So like, I can plug any cord into my shit. So.
Okay, you're cool. I don't care.
That's good.
Anyway, yeah. But yeah, the Empress situation again. I challenge this. I challenge two things. I said, if she won't crack these otaku games, then y'all need to get your asses in there and do it. Because she's not going to do it. Y'all need to do it. Instead of waiting for, my lady Empress, please crack my game for me. You need to go do it. I remember when men had goddamn backbone. They don't have it anymore. They can't even crack a fucking game. We got to wait for Empress. Like, literally, I'm reading the shit on Reddit, and people are
God
like...
God damn it.
It's like, we gotta wait for Empress.
Grim, where have you been? Men have not had a backbone for, like, 10 years, man.
I know, and then that's the problem. Because they're like, you can't do it anymore. It's only Empress. Only she can crack de novo. I'm like, oh my God. These fucking idiots. This is not the men that I remember growing up with.
Okay, so how much have you guys talked about the voice actor from Bayonetta? That
No.
Let me tell you something that nobody nobody else has figured out. This bitch literally she had months and months to talk shit about the game, months and months to talk shit about it, and she waits until the week before it drops.
Yeah.
To actually, like, talk shit. I'm like, yo, bitch, you fucking had, like, 6 months to 6 months to a year to talk shit about, like, how much you got paid for this shit. And then now you're going to wait until the week before it drops to talk shit? Like, come on now. Come on. Come on. Bro. It's fucking garbage, man.
Yeah, but... Well, exactly. Well, see, there's more to it. There's more to the story than that. See, I looked up her credits on IMDb. This bitch hasn't had a role in 7 years.
Well. No. To be fair, a lot of these VAs do shit under pseudonyms just because they don't have to go under like the guild, the whatever,
yeah,
the fucking union shit.
Yeah,
so I don't know. Hey, maybe she hasn't done shit. I don't know, but I'm just saying. Sometimes they go under other names so they don't have to go to the union.
Or they go.
I know what our man Vic would have said. I know it's not what have said, but I know what our man Vic said. He said when he did Brawly, it made more money than any Dragon Ball movie had ever made in history.
Yep.
And
absolutely.
And he said he discussed that he got paid very little for it. And you know what?
Yep.
He said he didn't worry.
He got paid more. He got paid more than $4,000 for it, though.
True.
Very little to him was probably like $50,000. That's probably little to him.
Well, that's probably the truth. But like he's saying, he said he did it for the love of it. $50,000. $50,000. I don't know. Like, I literally don't know. But, yeah, $4,000.
Dude, you gotta think, the property is so big.
Right.
And, like, the character is so huge that they would have paid her, they probably would have given her $100,000 to do the voice.
Right.
$100,000, there you go, do the voice, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
That's probably what they offered her. Like, if they offered her less than that, then, like, I mean, it is what it is, but why do you wait? Why do you wait till the week before the game drops to do it?
Yeah, temper sales.
Mm.
But also, the thing about it is, I don't know how much she's making from all those other gigs. I literally don't know. But, you know, what I am going to say is, I don't know.
Look, a property like that, They're not going to lowball somebody and say $4,000 to do voice acting. Like, come on, man.
Yeah,
they're
going
to give her at least 50 G's for that shit.
What I was trying to say is that don't they discuss this shit up front? Like, before you even voice act a character, we're going to, we'll pay you blah, 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 blah for your work. And then you sign on that contract.
Oh, yeah.
So she knowingly signed on that contract, even though she could have kind of said fuck you and walked off and done something else. If she wasn't happy with the money, why did she fucking take it? That's the issue.
Right?
Why did she fucking take it? That's a very good point.
The thing is, she didn't take it. She didn't take it.
Oh, she did.
And now she's bitching about the offer. Like, $4,000, you're going to say, like, they gave you $4,000 to voice Bayonetta.
Right.
Bayonetta 3, like, that game is definitely going to fucking sell $100 million.
Yeah.
There's no way that fucking Nintendo only gave her $4,000. No way.
It wasn't Nintendo, it was the other.
They clarified. I don't know if it was Platinum or something.
What was their
closely situation? It was $4,000 a session.
Right.
So 4,000 plus fucking like a percentage of sales, a percentage of sales.
But what I saw was she left out the bit that it was 4,000 per session.
Well, there you go. Of course.
Yeah, she left that part out.
Of course she did. So she probably could have made $100,000.
Yeah.
If it took that many sessions to record everything
for... You gotta think about how long this game is.
To be honest, if she had all of the lines, she could have probably recorded it in one to two sessions. Because that's all they do.
Right.
I mean, they're not like doing crazy work. It's like you record a couple lines, like, yeah, you can do a voice, but like, you're maybe working like maybe 12 hours total for the whole game. Maybe.
I'm not really sure on that one. But yeah, I guess. I mean, two sessions.
But still, I dropped the whole sympathy act as soon as like I found out. Like, I got an ad on YouTube. I got an ad on YouTube yesterday for fucking Bayonetta 3. Mm-hmm. And so they already recorded the other voice actor I already did all this shit. The game's coming out. And I'm like, yo, this bitch waited till the week before the game dropped to fucking complain about it.
Yeah.
Bro, like, she would have complained about it about a year ago if it was really a problem.
Yeah. Now,
it does seem like a more calculated move on her part.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay, now, we'll talk about Vic, because, yeah, I want to talk about Vic, then start the Resident Evil thing. But, all right, Vic basically got on Yellow Flash. I didn't catch him the whole way, but I did catch him for a little bit, and basically what he had to say, as again, it was kind of similar to what he said on Nick's show, on Nick Rikita. Basically, he was saying that, look, these are my friends, they backstabbed me, it's still hard to talk about. He said in 2019, yeah, there was so much stuff, there was so big of a possibility of stuff that was going on. There was so many things that he was going to look forward to, you know, and it's all gone because of that crap. And he said, of course, Funimation is gone. It's Crunchyroll and it's Sony, and Sony owns them now. And basically, you know, somebody asked the obvious question, and I think they only asked it so he would talk about it. But he said, you know, aren't you going to do your own VA studio? And he said, oh, yeah, absolutely. He said, we've got a lot of great properties. We're going to work. And he said, what we're doing at my studio is we're not worried about your personal life. We don't care what you do in your personal life. He said he's got a lot of great talent, a lot of great actors and actresses, and he just wants them to get together to dub the stuff and do it well. That's all he cares about. So he wants to make sure that that's good. They got a bunch of properties lined up. I can't wait till he starts doing dubs, because if he does and if they start coming out in retail outlets, I'll fucking buy them. Like, I'm not even that big of an anime watcher. I know that's hard to believe. But I will buy and actually, you know, sit down and watch some of these dubs, because I know that the people that are behind them will actually give a shit about the, you know, the script, and they'll, you know, it'll be good. Like, it'll be decent. This is somebody that is basically doing an indie dub thing. So it's going to be different than, you know, what Soiny's going to give us. Because Soiny's going to edit everything, make it politically correct, and ruin anime, which I don't want. And I know you don't. I don't think anybody else wants that. But with Vic, he's going to make things good. Like things.
So Grim. Where do you post stuff for live chats?
Oh, in the open mic Spamorama.
Open mic Spamorama. I will do that, dude. Because I see your little view thing that you have, and bro, dude, you have to come with me. We'll plan a trip. We'll go to Switzerland, dude. Like, I see what you're posting, and I have to go. I have to go to this bar, and you got to go to this bar too. What?
What?
Like, check the picture.
I'll check it out. Give me a minute. I actually have to get onto my phone, because this is live.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's live. Like, there's a live... Yeah, there's live feed right now. So, yeah, all this...
You're on the air. Well,
you're on the air, dude.
I know.
Yeah, okay, good. Just making sure you know. All right, so, open mic Spamorama. Oh, holy shit.
Yes, sir. I saw your video from that, and I'm like, yo, dude, yeah, you're down with that. Dude, it's the H.R. Giger Museum, but it's the bar for the H.R. Giger Museum in Switzerland.
That is cool.
That's fucking cool. Awesome, dude.
Very cool.
Crazy shit, man.
I like it. Definitely sounds cool. But yeah, as far as the Vic thing, you know, he's really excited about the Star Trek thing he's working on, where he's continuing. He plays Captain Kirk, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Star Trek continues.
Yeah.
Wait, Paramount gave him. I think it's Paramount.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. He didn't get licensed for it. That's why they had to shut it down.
No, I mean, he got the permission to do more. They gave him permission to do more Star Trek continues.
No. The reason why they had to stop is because he did not have permission from Paramount to do it.
Well, but he was able to finish out the story in less episodes than originally needed.
Well, when they tell you at like episode 4 and you have like 10 episodes, like you can work it out.
I mean, it's unfortunate.
I
know it sucks, dude. Copyright's a son of a bitch sometimes, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we were talking about.
The Digital Millennium Copyright Act. Clinton's biggest mistake.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about with the whole DeNovo bullshit and that one that the whole internet is simping. Again, if this were not a woman, the internet, I guarantee all these men, these pirates that are not even pirates, these guys that want the game, they would not be simping so hard for her. It's just because they know she's a 23-year-old or 24, so she says, woman, and hot as hell, as she says, that they're going to act like that.
Allegedly.
That's all they're going to do. And she sounds like a damn German Shepherd to me. No. She doesn't sound like a German Shepherd. She sounds like an Asian woman. She sounds like, because she has that weird, oh, it's philosophical, like, they always do that crazy shit. They always do that, oh, it's philosophical, but you wouldn't no. No. They always do that shit. And that's what it fucking sounds like to me. If she revealed herself as a hot Asian, she'd get even more simping. Oh, look at me, I'm hot Asian. It's like, that'd be it right there. And it'd be like, FBI. I don't even think it's like that. I honestly don't even think it's like that. Because they already said that they had the feds try to approach other piracy groups. So, but nobody's touching Empress. Is it because she's a woman? I mean, look, she got the interview in Wired. It's like, I did an interview with Wired. Look at me, girl power. It's like, okay. And by the way, Wired had that article kind of, like, they didn't post it on their social media or anything when it went up. They didn't want too many people to know about it. And people were just like, why would you even be promoting, like, a pirate in a good light? Like, somebody that's cracking, like, it was the craziest shit. That article was written February 2021, so it's kind of old, the one I was reading. And of course, she hasn't said anything like that since then. I'm sure her Twitter account is fun. Mal, if you want to check that out, you can let me know if there's any zingers.
I don't even know what her Twitter is, but I probably don't want to know.
You know what? Let's see here.
I can only imagine a patriarchy.
Let's see.
That's literally all I can expect for her Twitter. That's all I expect.
Let's see, crown the empress. I'm not really sure.
Oh god, her at alone. Oh.
What? Where is this?
Hold up. That at alone already. Self narcissism.
Crack watch on Twitter. I don't even know if Empress has a Twitter account. It says she does. It says she does. Let's see. No, they just said. They tried to say that she was arrested. Blaze Fit Girl in Reddit. Oh, yeah, I forgot about Fit Girl. Fit Girl's still going. But they're just.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
Let's see. The Twitter channel is not worth it. Let me see what it says. No. We'll never be war. Let's see. No point in asking them. I'm not seeing this. Their responses to Empress and their. No. Oh, yeah, it's been. I don't know. I'm not seeing. I don't know. Maybe she doesn't have one. I thought she did, but it would be weird if she did. Would she? I wonder if it would be on the damn, the Wired article. Would she be stupid enough to post her actual Twitter on there?
I hope not.
That would be stupid.
Well, knowing women, I actually...
And hilarious. It would be stupid and hilarious.
Let's see.
Look, man, they're doing anything for attention.
It said finally caught, caught by it out. The police.
These 304s.
I don't know, it. Man. Yeah, yeah, that's what it is.
Bark, bark. That's all I'm going to expect.
Oh, Jesus.
Seems to her she's now arrested. She did it. Oh, no, it's fake news. Could have been doxxed by someone, though overall nuttiness being somewhere north of peanut butter. Okay, yeah, okay. Interview,
north of peanut butter.
Interview is bonkers. Shame on Wired and Empress for allowing an interview like this to happen. I don't know. Is Empress still cracking games? Is Empress a girl? No, let's see.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, people are asking. And there's also some girl that goes by Digital Empress. That's crazy.
Damn it.
Let me see.
Attack, we got a simp for the llama. Oh my God.
I'm not even finding it. I don't know. Maybe she doesn't have, Empress Cracker face reveal? Yep, I found it. Oh my God, is that literally her?
Wait, what?
Yep.
Did you call it? Do we need to pick up the phone?
Holy crap.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
Do we need to pick up the phone?
Hold on.
Someone get Marv. Get Marv.
Hold on. This seems to be... I know it's totally right, but let Repackers have it. Have an internet plan. Is
Marv
that
has to go literally
the same as her?
Oh, she's Asian.
Tia Empress. O.F.? Maybe?
Is she? What? I don't know.
You said, oh, well, hold up. Oh, no. Those poor simps. You already know what's going to happen.
Hold on. Let me look at this. Hold on. Empress OF. Let's make sure. Let's see if this is actually her.
Uh-oh.
No.
Okay.
I don't think that's her.
Okay.
Let's see. In reply to Empress, I don't need any tension. Yeah, that's the problem. Okay. I am only giving people a forced lesson in life. I don't have anything personal against Repackers, but what they do. So apparently she has a Reddit account.
Reddit, you already know what that means.
Well, she uses... Where's the
OnlyFans?
She uses Matrix. She uses...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she uses Matrix.
Because I kind of need it for some other stuff.
What are you, TFM?
No.
No, I meant...
Infinity
Emperor.
Queen. I saw a lot of you keep insulting me in my place. For some reason, no one has any gratitude or respect or even patience. Humanity cannot stop disappointing me. She's one of these.
Wow, that's edgy. Wow.
Yeah. What the hell? I found some shit. Philosophy Post number 002, The Mysteries of the Gender.
What
As many
the
people
fuck?
Stated, both genders are important in their own way, and they try to...
That's hilarious. Fuck these people, man. These fucking weirdos, man.
Dude,
Jesus Christ.
You know who this is? This is Empress, though. Allegedly.
I don't know who that is.
Empress is the one
them.
That cracked.
You don't know
sound,
that is.
They sound like a piece of shit, so, like, I don't care.
Empress
is entirely different type
this
of
This is a different Empress. This is the Empress that is.
Look, autistic.
This
Is Empress autistic or furry or both?
This Empress is the one that cracks the Denovu.
She cracks Denovu.
This is the one that cracks all the Denovu games. Right. She's the only one that cracks the Denovu games. The ones that nobody else can fucking crack or wants to crack. She's the one cracking it.
Oh, so she's special, huh?
She's under. She goes by Infinity Goddess. Oh my god!
So, first question is that an actual she or is it a he she?
Don't know.
We don't want it all.
I am safe thanks to my lawyer and my country's law.
Oh, Christ. It doesn't matter. No. It doesn't matter.
Empress also goes
I feel like old school Dwayne Johnson. It doesn't matter if it's a he or she. It's still a piece of shit.
Right.
Oh, speaking of Dwayne Johnson.
Okay,
the critics hate the Black Adam movie, but guess what?
What?
I heard it was good.
Audience loves it.
I'm sure, you know what? Yeah. I think it's a good popcorn movie. And people need to fucking these epics. And I'm like,
have a hot take. I believe this is a smoking hot take. I thought the Han Solo movie was a fun popcorn movie.
What in the goddamn hell?
Fuck you.
This is Empress. You guys have got to fucking
so bad. It was so bad.
You have got to. This is real shit.
I told you it was going
to
be a hot take.
This is her fault.
Was it necessary? Obviously not.
This is her philosophy.
Maybe that's just me going. Maybe that's because I was going in.
Oh my god!
Because I'm one minute truck.
This is
I also didn't pay for my ticket either, so that probably helps too.
Well, guys, you gotta listen to this. What I was saying about with Empress, no, this is beyond. This is beyond the bullshit that the fucking left does. This is something all new. I've never seen anything like this before in my life. Because she was talking about the philosophy of the mysteries of the gender. This is very, very... This is the kind of person she is. She says, but now we're going to give the entire thing a deep philosophical look to find some interesting facts hidden within the concepts of the gender. Here's my scale for the gender. Masculinity, perfection, femininity. She says, what you have here is the universal gender scale for humans, so I will explain how it works. Why male level 1? The answer is because in the initial side of genders...
All you have to say was that first sentence and already that this is a wannabe trans bitch.
They are decided to build and achieve. If you won't build the first level, you cannot reach the second. Why female level 2? The answer, female is the keeper side of the genders. They are designed to save and preserve everything. You cannot save or preserve what did not yet exist. This is why they have the second level to the scale. Masculinity, the energy of power. Femininity, the energy, beauty, and the numbers up there explain the level of strength, the energy connected. This is definitely a fucking trans person. What we understand,
it's definitely a dude.
Yeah.
Fuck this dude.
So Empress is a dude. And it's like...
There's a penis in there somewhere.
Maybe, most likely.
Probably a micro penis.